Hello, Gone Wild Backstage. This is Deadly Lucky 7, and I'm going to be doing Baby Kitten's Disney Questionnaire, because I grew up in America, where Disney reigns supreme. They are our supreme overlords, and so naturally, I have not a complete, but some affinity for Disney. What is your favorite Disney character and why? This one's hard. I've got a lot that I really like, but I would have to say Oldie but Goodie. I really love Goofy. Goofy. Just because who doesn't love Goofy? He's just so goofy. Yeah. Anyways. If I had to compare a Disney character to myself, who would it be? I think I'm very Genie of the Lamp, personally. I use a lot of voices and stuff like that when I'm telling stories. I'm very energetic, and then, I can be very energetic and things like that at times. And I feel like I've answered this question before. I think I did in, like, some other questionnaire. But I think I'm very Genie of the Lamp, but, I've got a friend who insists that I'm Peter Pan, that I'm just, like, this sort of, mischievous, sprightly child that, refuses to grow up, and I'm okay with that. I really love a lot of the, like, Peter Pan stories and things like that. They're so good, they're so cool. Such a fantastic, ridiculous story. Who doesn't love that? So, but I like to think I'm the Genie in the Lamp, because who wouldn't want to be the Genie in the Lamp? Really, I mean, seriously. But favorite Disney movie? Goofy movie, I think. I think that's why Goofy's my favorite, largely, is because I remember watching the Goofy movie, like, over and over again when I was a kid, and I remember always getting so sad and feeling so bad for Goofy, because Max was just a little douchebag, you know, so that always made me feel really bad, but yeah, I always loved Goofy, but I also really, really like Aladdin and the Lion King, and I mean, so many. It's hard to decide, but I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Goofy movie. You can have dinner with any Disney character. Who would it be and why? It depends. If it's just having dinner, just to have dinner, then I am. I don't really know. I guess a lot of them would be really interesting to chat with. I think it'd be kind of cool to have dinner with, like, Hades or something like that. It may be a little intense, but it would be pretty cool to have dinner with Hades, if it was just, like, just to talk. But if it's dinner where you're, like, you know, on a date or something like that, and it might turn into something else, I'm gonna have to go with, either Rapunzel, or Megra, or Ariel. One of those three. Megra, because clearly that voice is just begging to be fucked. Ariel, because, you know, gotta love some redheads. And then Rapunzel, because she's just got, like, the coolest personality of probably any Disney princess that they've ever made, I think. Favorite Disney song? Probably. I'm more familiar with the Broadway version because I've listened to it so many times on Spotify, but there's. Hail. Your attention, I pray, lucky people of Agrabah, This is your lucky day. Hail, high and low, great and small, lucky people of Agrabah, someone's coming to call. Take his way back, Jack, someone who claimed the Cyclops and fought 40 thieves single-hand. He's richer than Priestess, he goes where he pleases, and this time he's chosen your land.
Wow, your land! Come on! Nobody's coming.
Now here he is, now with his band. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, that's it. Well, yeah, Prince Ali had to sing that. I love that version. Yeah, it's great. And I think I've never actually seen the Broadway version, but I'm pretty sure they've got like several different voices that are supposed to represent the genie throughout it. But the actor that plays the genie in the Broadway recordings, he's really good. And he changes his voice quite a bit. But yeah, there's like several different people supposed to be representing the genie in that scene. It's really cool. Sorry for that little musical interlude. In the Broadway version, if you haven't listened to it, I strongly encourage you to go listen to Friend Like Me, the Broadway version, because they do a little like tip of the hat to other Disney songs in it, where like the music, he's in the middle of A Friend Like Me and it does like a little instrumental, and then the music dies down for a second and the genie goes, "Excuse me while I sing a couple of my favorites," and then he starts singing Tale as Old as Time, and then he starts singing like Under the Sea, and then what else does he sing? He sings like one of the songs from Pocahontas, and I can't remember which other one, but it's great. You should go listen to it. It's really, really great. I feel locked out. Okay. If you've been to one of those Disney parks, what was your favorite ride? If you haven't been, blah, blah. Okay, I've been to Disneyland, the land of Disney, in California, but I was very young, and I don't remember a whole lot. I remember liking the Indiana Jones one. I remember liking Pirates of the Caribbean, and I remember really liking, Space Mountain. Yeah. There was one that I wanted to go on that was closed. I can't remember which one it was, but they were a lot of fun. I think that might have been the first time I'd ever gotten to go on any roller coasters or anything. So it was kind of, not that they're like serious roller coasters, but I had a lot of fun. I wish I could go back, but they ain't got no money. So, and I've got kind of, you know, more important things to do. But I believe I got a picture of with Goofy while I was there, and it was a lot of fun. So favorite Disney villain, probably Captain Hook, just because he's so fucking ridiculous. He's like the worst villain ever. He's so not scary. But I also really like Oogie Boogie, just because he's, I don't know, he's great. Yeah. So, one of those two. Which Pixar movie made me cry the most? Hers was Up. I think Up was very sad. But I don't think that one made me cry the most. I grew up a Toy Story kid, man. Like, I was growing up with those movies. I had, like, you know, a Woody toy and, like, Buzz Lightyear and stuff, I think, at one point. And I just remember watching those movies and always getting, like, that tickle in the back of your throat where you're just like, don't cry. Don't cry. You're 26 years old. Don't cry at this fucking Pixar movie. No, that hasn't happened to me in a long time, okay? I haven't watched any Pixar movies since I'm 26, and that's probably why. So probably Toy Story has made me cry the most, I think. Do I think Frozen was worth all the hype? Why or why not? Honestly, no. I went and watched it, and I was just kind of like, okay, whatever. But I remember everybody saying it was so different and blah, 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 and I don't know. I honestly thought The Princess and the Frog was a way, way more different and innovative movie. It was so much more interesting. Story was crazier. And nobody seemed to make a huge deal out of that. But then Frozen comes along, and it's this big deal. And I don't know. I just thought it was kind of ridiculous that my choir had to sing... recently had to sing Let It Go. It was crazy. Luckily I made it out of there without actually having to know the words, so I still can say that I don't know the words to the song Let It Go, because I sang bass and I did the beatboxing for the song. So we did the pentatonics version, but I did the bass part and the beatboxing. So it was, it worked out okay, but yeah, I totally sang that song. Like on Thursday, we performed it for many, many people, and yeah. Anyways, favorite Pixar movie? I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess I don't really watch as many Pixars. Oh, I think, isn't it Monsters, Inc. is a Pixar movie, right? I really liked that one. That one was fun. Yeah, and I think when I was younger, I really liked A Bug's Life, too. I feel like I watched that movie probably a trillion times. Which Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? I know, weird question, but I had to tie in the whole Gone Wild thing to this questionnaire. Good question. Let's see. Well, I kind of already said the whole Ariel, Rapunzel, or Megara, but if we're talking just pure, like, who do I want to fuck the shit out of? Trying to think. I'm trying to think of like one of the female characters that's like sort of a cunt. I can't think of one. Although I did always have, and this is like kind of creepy now that I'm an adult, but whenever I was younger, I always, like, I remember when I first started going through puberty and stuff, I had this weird obsession with Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Like, I guess she would have been like close-ish to my age whenever I started thinking about that kind of thing. But for some reason I was like, I thought she was really sexy or something. Like, maybe it's just that whole, like, innocent, but kind of weird girl thing that she had going on. And oddly enough, like, that kind of carried with me a little bit over into adulthood, and I feel really awkward about it. But, a girl in an Alice in Wonderland costume. Oh, God. Oh, my God, I would just... Yeah. Yeah. But, and then, of course, there's that game... Alice, in which... Is it Alice? Is it... What is it called? I don't remember. I remember playing it with my brother-in-law, but you play as Alice, and you're in Wonderland, and Wonderland's basically, like, where she goes inside of her fucked-up brain because life is so bad, and it's, like, really super dark, and she's, like, running around with, like, a cleaver and beating up things and stuff like that. But yeah, that's a fun game. But yeah, so that's my questionnaire. Thank you, Baby Kitten, for writing out these questions. It was quite enjoyable. And have a beautiful day.